welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time we're able to share together and grow closer to the Lord and understand in greater and greater ways the perfect law of liberty that God has given to us in the new covenant. Praise God. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, as we spend time thinking about what you've placed on my heart, Lord, we all must search our hearts. As David did, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And Lord, that's our desire. I believe so many that are listening, regular listeners, that's your heart's desire. You want to be completely and always pleasing to the Lord. Do we walk in perfection? No. Our hearts may be perfect because we don't want to sin. We want to bring joy and please our Heavenly Father. Yet, because of the world in which we live, our own fallen nature, we will sin. That's why we've been given that precious promise in John that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Praise God. And then it says in Acts, I won't take the time to turn to it, but it says, repent and be converted that you might receive the times of refreshing which will come from the Lord. And so, beloved, God is wanting us to, that when we come to Him asking for His salvation, repenting of our sins, then we are born again, we are saved. That is a one-time event. You don't have to continuously go down to the altar to get saved again, all right? But we must walk in a continual awareness that it is important to ask God to cleanse us from sin and from all unrighteousness. Remember, John, that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So we should always have an attitude of repentance because all of us, as we go through the day, not that we're intending to, not that we're meaning to, but we fall, we fail. And so that's why it's important that we have a humble and a contrite heart before the Lord, because the Holy Spirit will help us. He'll give us victories over attitudes, over habits, over patterns of thought and living that we knew when we were unsaved. And He does bring deliverance. He transforms us. Spiritually, we become a new creature in Christ Jesus when we're born again. But then a work of sanctification begins to take place. Praise God. And so what I'd like to speak about starting today is avoiding negative attitudes. And the Lord placed this on my heart because I, just speaking in a general sense, I believe practically everyone at some point in their life has dealt with these negative attitudes that are mentioned in Scripture. And so as we go through these, I mean, there's more, but I'm just going to share seven. We're going to ask the Lord to deliver us, to cleanse us, and allow us to have a positive, right, biblical, scriptural attitude in terms of whatever that particular subject is. And so as I felt led to share this, I feel there are some of us that are really wrestling and having some difficult times right now. So the Holy Spirit is so good. He allows us to, He brings it to mind so that we can stop and think, well, my goodness, You know, I recently spent some quiet time with the Lord, and I became aware of something that was sort of an attitude, a pattern of thought that I've had for a long time. And I said, Lord, you know, I didn't realize that. And so it's important that we constantly look to examine ourselves, not to bring a sense of frustration. It's not by might nor by power, by His Spirit. But it all just simply comes out of an attitude of wanting to please God. So, I shared we're going to be talking about avoiding negative attitudes. Now, what does that mean? Well, if you know Sister Glass, I love to share definitions. It means and there are various meanings as Webster sometimes defines the word. It's the arrangement of the parts of a body or figure. That refers to, you know, physical placement. And then it means posture. That indicating a couple of meanings, it's a mental position with regard to a fact or state. And also it can be a feeling or emotion toward a fact or state. Or thirdly, it can be a position of something in relation to a frame of reference. The word attitudinize means to assume an affected mental attitude. And so some synonyms that would describe attitude, I think we all understand what an attitude means. Sometimes we need to get attitude adjustments, isn't that right? Well, that's the purpose of sharing these scriptures I will be sharing with you. But it means attitude, disposition, habitude, outlook, sentiment, character, air, the air of a person, how they carry themselves, for example. In fact, that's one of the meanings, carriage or posture, and bearing. So let's go to scripture, and before I begin reading Galatians 1, the first 12 verses, let's ask the Lord. Father, we come to you and we're so grateful for your word. Your word is a light unto our path, a lamp to our feet, Lord, and we thank you for the righteousness and the godly way of living, not only in terms of behavior, actual actions, but also, Lord, the thoughts of our mind. We're to have the mind of Christ. And so, Father, we ask as we begin this, Lord, that you're going to remove from us negative attitudes. Lord, there's many, many negative attitudes. Fear is a negative attitude. But, Lord, for the sake our time together, we're going to be looking at areas that have affected all of us at one time, or perhaps some, Lord, are especially dealing with it. And we're going to believe you for cleansing and deliverance and a replacing of that with the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. All right, let's read that first chapter of Galatians, the first 12 verses. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me. Now he's speaking unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. According to the will of God and our Father. That's exactly God's plan. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now he begins by saying he is concerned about these Christians, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. That's very serious, beloved. Sometimes with the false teachers that are out, that's why we have to know the Word of God. If we know God's Word, we can judge every teaching that we hear. Every preacher, every minister, does it line up with the Word of God? That includes me. After prayer and going to the Word, if there's, God forbid, my whole life has been committed to truth, but we are all imperfect vessels, and so it's possible for us all to err. He's talking about called unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ, false teachers. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Whoa. And as we said before, so say I now again, for double emphasis he's repeating. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me, that which I share, is not after me. For I neither received it of men, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So he testifies that he was three years in the desert after his conversion experience, and he spent time with God, and God revealed much of the revelation that he was to later share and write and share with the churches. Paul wrote in Philippians, the third chapter, verse 8, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but refuse, King James has done, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That's true for us, beloved, too, that I may know him, this wonderful desire of Paul's and should be ours, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Hallelujah. Let our flesh nature die. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Well, that's just laying a foundation, and tomorrow we'll actually begin getting into these negative attitudes, how we may avoid them. I thank you so much for joining me. And as we share this week, if you feel that you need extra prayer, because sometimes the enemy knows just how to get to us, situations, people, and we need the power of agreeing prayer. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and I am so grateful for your prayer support as well as your financial giving, allowing us to remain on this station. I don't talk about finances. I've trusted the Lord for decades to provide, and he has been very gracious and faithful to do so. And the announcer now will give our mailing address, and I look forward to hearing from you. And I will, if you email and you do send your physical address, mailing address, then I will get back to you with a personal letter, but I will confirm and pray. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.